First today, two of the country's biggest banks are again in the firing line over their roles in the financial ruin of thousands of Australians. ANZ is making a last-minute appearance before a Senate inquiry into some failed forestry investment schemes it helped finance. And at its annual general meeting, the Commonwealth Bank is facing questions from shareholders about its financial planning scandal. Our business reporter has been at both events in Melbourne today, and Pat McGrath joins us now. Pat, first, how did CBA managers answer those challenges from shareholders today?
Well, those questions are just beginning now, really, Eleanor. I've just stepped out of the AGM meeting here where investors, shareholders have just begun asking questions. So we'll begin to see what they're asking. One shareholder just asked how the bank can continue to employ some of these people involved in this scandal. And that was answered by the chairman, David Turner, which is obviously something they've been thinking about for a long time. And David Turner and Ian Narev have spoken about this scandal this morning. And this is, of course, the loss of millions of dollars by thousands of CBA customers who lost money when their cash was put into investments that they didn't want or were convinced to take on, even when they weren't properly warned about the risks. Now, a Senate inquiry into those matters earlier in this year called for a Royal Commission, but the government didn't take up that call. But CBA has since launched a compensation package for investors. And questions have just begun, so as I said, so we'll see what comes out of those. One shareholder who is here is the Superfund First Super, which has been urging other shareholders to vote against two directors from being re-elected onto the board again because they were directors at the time of this scandal. So voting will, of course, be interesting as well when that happens. But Ian Narev, just a short time ago, spoke about the matter, this scandal, and addressed the problems with the first compensation scheme, which CBA carried out before these matters really came to light.
Though we set out to do the right thing, we were too slow to listen to views that more needed to be done for some affected customers and to generally build public confidence that we were indeed doing the right thing. And I fully accept that criticism.
And that's the Commonwealth Bank CEO, Ian Narev. Now, Pat, there was a surprise appearance at a related Senate inquiry today, this one on the failed forestry scheme. Can you tell us about the late addition to the list of speakers there?
Yes, I was just at that this morning at the Melbourne Town Hall before I came over here to the AGM for Commonwealth Bank. And this is a Senate inquiry into collapsed timber plantation investment schemes. And one of those is Timbercorp, which collapsed in 2008. And now investors in that scheme, they owe about $500 million, it's estimated, to ANZ Bank, which offered loans to investors and is now calling those loans in. Now, ANZ had said that it previously was unavailable to appear before today's hearing, but shortly after the hearing began, ANZ's head of corporate affairs, Gerard Brown, entered the room. And apparently that came after the urging of some of the members of that inquiry, a last-minute request, apparently. And he's been given time this afternoon to speak before the hearing. But so far this morning, we heard from investors, victims, essentially, of this collapse. And one of them is Naomi Halpern. She leads a group of investors who are now being asked to repay money that they took on to invest in these schemes, but they now don't really have.
We've been living in this nightmare now for 6 years, except we don't ever get to wake up and say, oh, it's only a dream. We live it day in, day out, week in, week out, on and on for 6 years. We're physically, we're emotionally, we're mentally exhausted. We're sick of the banks telling us that we're greedy high-end of town earners who were seeking tax breaks, and now that we're crying crocodile tears that it's not fair. We are people who have always paid our taxes.
That's Naomi Halpern, one of the Timbercorp investors, testifying before the Senate inquiry in Melbourne. Pat McGrath, our reporter there, and that will be a very interesting inquiry to watch, as he pointed out.